name and where you're from?
Julian, J-U-L-I-E-N, Harrison, and I am from Oregon.
Oregon, wow,
yes.
you had traveled quite far for this. Now, I was just wondering, first of all, what is the end game to all of this? What are you hoping for?
You know, I don't think we know yet what is going to come out of this. But, I mean, what we're, you know, what a lot of us feel right here, I'm speaking for myself, what a lot of us feel right here is that we don't have a democratic society right now. We are alienated from our political process, right? Basically, the wealthy have appropriated not only our economy, but also our political process. It's one in which wealth buys you political power. So I think what we all have in common here is that we are saying that we want to have a voice, we want to have a say in our government. We don't want to be represented by lobbyists, nor do we want to, you know, have our votes be drowned out by the voices of the powerful, by the voices of the corporation, by corporate interests. So that is the direction I believe that this movement is heading in, is developing more of a true democracy. One in which the people can assert their power. If you look at the economic outcomes of the last 30 years, we all know that the divisions of wealth are growing greater and greater. The middle class has been decimated. So, and with that, in a system where wealth buys you political party, because of the growing inequalities, means that the people, the American people, the large majority of us, have less and less power in Washington.
Now, some will argue that you're talking about wealth buys political power, but then what about the labor unions? I mean, they have a lot of money, and yeah, some will wonder, particularly the labor union leaders, what exactly are they? I mean, it's not as if these are poor guys here. I mean, they certainly know how to buy political power themselves. So where exactly does that leave someone such as yourself and all those people out here?
That's a good question. I think the labor movement historically has been extremely, extremely important in getting us to where we are, to developing the middle class. We owe that to the labor struggles. Over the last 30 years, we know that there's been a concerted attack on the labor movement. Within that, they've had their own organizational problems, right? And oftentimes, you know, certain, you know, labor unions have, you know, decided to maybe cooperate when maybe they should have taken a stand or something like that. But the labor movement is so, so important, I personally believe, into reestablishing a democratic society in which workers have a say in their workplaces, in their government, in their democracy. As far as their leaders go and the decisions that they've made, I can't speak to that.
Sure.